Last week, the Cornerbrook SPCA was requesting donations from the public of bleach and cat litter after a large influx of cats to the shelter. Shelter director Nicola Murphy says the response from the community has been fantastic.
Yeah, so we actually had a fabulous turnout of donations. Like, we have a wonderful community, and like, when we post that we're in need, like, people really do show up for us, and we're so appreciative of that. So we have had some litter and some bleach donated. We've had some treats and food. Our main thing is typically cat supplies. We get, you know, a lot more cats than dogs. So cat litter and cat food and bleach and dish detergents and disposable gloves, those are things we use every single day.
As is the case with just about everything else, COVID-19 has also had an impact on donations to the shelter.
It has, in the sense that, you know, initially when we had our large shutdown, we were totally closed to the public for a period of time. So because of that, we didn't have our typical, you know, a lot of people would come in and visit and drop off donations. So that was challenging. And we had our donation bins at the local grocery stores. So some of them ended up being removed for COVID. They have came back now. And since we've been a little bit more open to appointments and we've had people come down to drop off donations, people have been wonderful. We've been picking up with our donations again.
The shelter is always seeking donations and looking for ways to offset the cost of veterinary care.
We always take monetary donations. Our vet bill is crazy high. We do have all of our animals are vaccinated and spayed or neutered before they are adopted. So we cover the cost of that for every animal. So like a typical cost to get, like, say, a cat spayed or a cat neutered would be a couple hundred dollars. And then vaccinations are probably like $100 per vaccine. They need two of those. And we, you know, adopt them out for like a minimal fee of like $180. So we spend much more on our animals than we ever get back. Some large dogs, a neuter, spay, could be like upwards to $600 or $700, and then they get adopted out for like a $220 adoption fee. So it's crazy.
The shelter has a capacity to house about 6 dogs and 30 cats. While most of the dogs are in foster care, the shelter currently has about 80 cats. For anyone looking to foster a pet or to donate, well, there's a simple way you can do just that.
So we have an adoption application, so they're found online on our website. And we get people to fill out our application, and then after they're approved, they can come down like on an appointment basis with COVID and meet their animal.
For Kicker, I'm Kyle Brookings.